This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
We continue our discussion about resiliency on the dairy farm with Dr. Josie Ridolfi, Associate Research Scientist with the National Farm Medicine Center. Last segment, we discussed the workload of the dairy farmer and how it can be tumultuous and stressful. There is stoicism with being a farmer, but some can't shake off that anxiety and depression. And the challenge is that this is happening in rural America, right, Josie? So just like big city stress, there are not as many resources available, though, are there?
That's a really excellent question, and it's something that we're working on every day. We know rural areas are medically underserved, and they're especially medically underserved when it comes to healthcare professionals. So I'm not a physician. I am just a researcher who's invested in the population. But my recommendation would be contact your primary care provider. Even if they are not a licensed mental health professional, they're an excellent resource and a really great first point of contact. Your primary care physician can do a symptoms check, prescribe medication if that's necessary or if they feel like that's necessary. And more importantly, they can probably give you a referral to a mental health professional that's probably within your network and local. If your primary care is not an option, you know, the internet has various sites that can help you examine some of your symptoms. They can offer stress management techniques, resiliency building techniques. Something people are getting into right now is mindfulness and meditation, and there's a lot of information. There's a lot of great books and podcasts and things that can kind of open you up to that world of therapy. But again, if your symptoms are persistent, I would really recommend that you contact your primary care provider and let them help you navigate the system.
It might be reassuring out there to know that, you know, you're not alone.
You're absolutely not alone. So some of the most recent statistics we have are that 18.5% of adults who are 18 or over experience mental illness in 1 year. So that's like almost 45 million people, I think, in 1 year may feel symptoms of anxiety, depression. So they're incredibly common. It's a function of our environments and dealing with what life hands us in a day. And some of them are very transient and short-term, but untreated can turn into chronic, long-term mental health problems.
We're talking with Dr. Josie Ridolfi, Associate Research Scientist with the National Farm Medicine Center, the Bipartisan Farmers First Act. Tell us about this bill.
Yeah, so Senator Baldwin from Wisconsin and Joni Ernst, who's from Iowa, I'm very excited about this bill because I'm originally from Iowa, and so Joni Ernst represents, you know, my home state of Iowa, and now Tammy Baldwin from Wisconsin, where the National Farm Medicine Center is located, have teamed together. It's part of the Farm Bill, and it's now the Farmers First Bill, and it will provide funding for farmers' mental health aid. It'll give money to each state to work programs and some research to make sure that farmers are provided with the resources they need to live happy lives.
Well, thank you for the time today, Josie. It is comforting to know that this issue is being spotlighted more than just on this program, but we're hearing more and more about this these days and the resources available.
It's really good. And if we can keep people off of that sort of mental disorder spectrum as much as possible, prevent these illnesses from occurring, then we can certainly hopefully make a dent in the rate of suicide among farmers.
And that's Dr. Josie Ridolfi, Associate Research Scientist with the National Farm Medicine Center. This update brought to you by the PDPW, Dairy's Professional Development Organization. More details at pdpw.org. Livestock marketers looking at the role they play in animal disease traceability efforts. Chelsea Good of the Livestock Marketing Association.
We happen to be a place that a lot of animals end up getting identified or putting official tags in because there's a lot of movement of livestock, and the laws today relate to adult animals moving across state lines needing to be officially identified.
She says they also are good record keepers in the event there is an outbreak or trace back.
So we're part of this day in and day out as it relates to our current system and the records we keep. We're also part of conversations. The Cattle Traceability Working Group and has been having some conversations with USDA as well about what is the future of livestock traceability and where are we headed from here.
And that's Chelsea Good of the Livestock Marketing Association. Tomorrow, it's our Breath of Fresh Air segment with Dr. Ryan Leiterman from Crystal Creek Natural, and he's fresh off a tour from Europe. He'll talk about calf barn ventilation in Germany and Italy. Listen for that tomorrow. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.